Now it's 26 minutes past seven, as we look across Europe to politics in countries like France and Germany, even looking to the United States, is it time to ask, does our democracy need some care and attention? Now on Cumasún Ó Chadhain, the Independent Electoral Commission has announced detailed plans for research on Ireland's democracy and on possible areas of reform to enhance elections and democracy in the country. Some of the research will focus on constituency reviews, election posters, ballot paper requirements, but also the voting age. The research will be delivered on a phased basis over 3 years. And the CEO of An Cumasún Ó Chadhain, Arth O'Leary, joins us now to tell us more about it. And good morning.
And good morning, Mary.
I remember before the European and local elections, you were telling us that the equivalent of the county of Kilkenny, some 90,000 votes, were spoilt in elections back in 2019. This time round, we had 77,000 or thereabouts spoilt. And you did quite a big media campaign around this, and people still didn't get the message, did they?
Well, it's clear, Mary, that we still have work to do. Although the reduction in the number of spoiled votes was greatly heartening, because it appears that people did listen to the campaign, because we had an extra 100,000 voters for this particular election compared to 2019. So, but clearly there is work still to be done. Mm. I mean, it is confusing for some people when they are confronted by two ballot papers, because as we spoke about previously, some people wrote 1, 2, 3 on the first ballot paper and 4, 5, 6 on the second ballot paper. So that second ballot paper didn't count. So this won't happen in the forthcoming general election, we would hope, and that this will give us an opportunity to remove at least a section of those portion of spoiled votes.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this research and how you're going to go about it.
Well, I mean, it's one of the more exciting functions of the Electoral Commission. Your listeners will be aware that we have we took over some existing electoral functions, things like the constituency review and the information campaign for referendums. But this does offer us a great opportunity to make a real contribution to the debate on electoral reform in this country. Irish people tend to be very happy with democracy and the way elections are run. But we can't be complacent about this, and we should look at initiatives for further electoral reform, some of which you have listed there earlier on, which give us an opportunity for greater participation, greater engagement by people, and perhaps to improve the way that people vote.
Yeah, give me some examples of what you mean.
Well, I mean, one of the big ones that we're going to start this year is related to the constituency review. The constitution says that we have one TD for every 20,000 to 30,000 people, which means that at the rate of that our population is growing, the number of TDs will rise at a rate of 2 TDs per year. So yeah, every census cycle, it means that we will have 10 or 11 extra TDs. We need to have a conversation about that. Maybe the people of Ireland will be happy at this, but at least we should have a conversation.
What is your thinking around it, Art? What's in the frame?
Well, everything's in the frame, you see, and this is the great thing about being an independent and impartial organisation, that we look at these issues from every perspective. A number of countries, I mean, international best practice here is always interesting. Yeah, a number of countries, like our neighbours in the UK, they've capped the number of TDs, and that's possibly an option.
Would you need constitutional change?
Oh, yes. I mean, this will require a referendum and a number of the issues. You mentioned voting age as well. If there was a proposal to reduce the voting age to 16, it would require a referendum of the Irish people.
It's not
something
that could
be done. Not necessarily. This ultimately will be a matter for government and for the House of the Oireachtas in relation to it. What we will do is examine the issue and examine the evidence and make recommendations to the Oireachtas and to government, and it'll be a matter for them then whether they wish to proceed with it.
Talk to me about getting the vote out. You know, turnout significantly down in June. I think it was just over 49%. And you look at France then, that huge turnout in the second round of their elections on Sunday. Do we need to look at that? And do we need to consider even mandatory voting?
Well, mandatory voting is something that is done in a number of countries like Australia, and the Australian Electoral Commission is here with us in Dublin this week. And I was never a huge fan of mandatory voting. I would prefer to use the carrot rather than the stick in relation to this. We need to persuade people to engage much better with the electoral process and to encourage people to get out and vote, to convince them that their vote is their voice, and if they don't speak, then others speak for them. So I think we should try to encourage people before we look at the harsher methods to force people to come out and vote.
All right, well, it'll be interesting to see what the research throws up. Art O'Leary of Uncommission Tocoin, thank you very much.